We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
SpaceX planning to make history tonight, launching a rocket with four space tourists and no trained astronauts. We're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Ed Ludlow from the Kennedy Space Center, just a couple miles away from the launch pad. Thanks for talking to us today. So you've been talking to the crew and SpaceX director. What are they saying?
Yeah, it's incredible because this is such a big moment for private or civilian human space flight, and they're all so calm. You know, there was a press conference yesterday evening with the four crew members. They reflected on their excitement about their 5 months of training, because you're completely right, these are not professional astronauts. They are essentially four civilians who have gone through a crash course to learn what it is to be an astronaut, but more importantly, what to do in the event of an emergency inside the Dragon capsule. Because, you know, this is not what Jeff Bezos did, this is not what Richard Branson did at a suborbital level. You know, Jeff Bezos went to 65 miles above the Earth. These guys are going to go 360 miles for their orbital apogee. 360 miles, that's above the International Space Station, above the Hubble telescope. And so they're really pushing the boundary generally for what humans have done in space, and they're going to orbit the Earth for 3 days.
And what kind of work will they be doing while they're up there?
It's interesting. So, you know, part of the reason they're doing this mission is for charity. They want to raise money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, you know, to fight against cancer. And one of the crew members, Haley Arsenault, she is the medical officer for this mission. She is a physician's assistant who had bone cancer and battled against it as a child, and then joined St. Jude as a medical professional. And while she's up there, she will be taking blood, drawing blood. She would be doing other sort of human physiology and biological experiments, because at 360 miles above the Earth, you know, you're that much further out that the data is fresh, the data is new. And a NASA official actually told me yesterday that SpaceX has agreed to give all of the data from this mission to NASA for free. So they'll get a lot around the radiation levels up there, about the kind of debris that's out there, and also how the Dragon capsule, which, you know, carries astronauts to and from the International Space Station, how that performs at that distance too.
So you say that they've gone through this crash course of stuff that they had to learn to go up there. I mean, well, you know, how do we draw the distinction between astronauts and then these folks?
Yeah, it's interesting. I put this question to NASA as well, and essentially it's in the intensity of the training, and it is in the type of training. You know, for any of the listeners out there that have Netflix, there is a four-part documentary series already on Netflix that you can watch ahead of the launch, and it shows some of what they went through. Some of it you'd expect, right? They did G-force, extreme G-force training and simulator training, and they learned how to put off and take off their spacesuits, which is, you know, probably extremely exciting. But what NASA officials told me is that ultimately the training process is completely different to what a professional astronaut goes through, because a professional astronaut is up there to work 24/7 while inside the capsule and in the International Space Station. And while these guys, the civilian crew, will be doing some really interesting experiments, having an amazing experience, they're there as civilians, and they're there essentially as tourists.
How much money are they spending to go up?
Very good question. So Jared Isaacman is the CEO of a company called Shift4 Payments. He is the commander, quote unquote, of this mission. And his day job is the CEO of this fintech company, but his passion is adventure. He's a qualified pilot. He can fly many classes of aircraft, including fighter jets. He's an adventurer. So he's leading it, but he's also the benefactor. He's paying for it, for this to happen. We don't know the final figure, but we're told it's less than $200 million. So work from $200 million down. But as I said, the aim is also to raise an additional $200 million for St. Jude, and he's actually pledged $100 million of his own money towards that, in addition to the cost of the mission.
Okay, you're there. If one of these guys gets COVID and can't go up, are you ready to jump in?
I am not ready to jump in. You know, I think that I will wait a long time for the rest of you. You can go first, okay, to Mars or to the moon, whether it is. But you bring up a good point that these guys have been in quarantine and separated from their loved ones, and they've had opportunities to see family members along the way, but they've had to keep close to COVID procedures, and they've had to know where they stand COVID-wise, because if they do get COVID, obviously they won't be sent up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.